Hare Krishna. It was a long day yesterday. Exciting day at the GBC. I'll just talk about one exciting topic that we talked about, and that was a presentation that we made first thing in the morning between myself, Guru Prasad Maharaj, Devamrita Maharaj, Radhanath Swami Maharaj, Tukaram Prabhu, and Pragosh Prabhu. And the subject was Ahimsa milk and store-brought milk. I won't say versus because there wasn't necessarily the recommendation of store-bought milk as being superior, but Pragosh Prabhu presented alternatives to milk being supplied by our own farms to our centers, restaurants, such as getting non-devotee farmers to provide milk at higher prices from cows that are protected. But a little more of that later. And aside from Pragosh Prabhu, we are all the participants of this meeting, not vegans. We're not vegans, but we all have one thing in common. We have a vow that we only eat ahimsa milk, or consume ahimsa milk, milk products, and not store-brought milk. And our purpose was not to pass any resolutions at the present time or to intimidate anyone, but to present what Srila Prabhupada really wanted from our Krishna consciousness movement, and that is that we have our own farming communities, which are the seat of Varnashram and the development of Varnashram, and that our farming communities have as many cows as possible so that they can provide the temples as well as our restaurants with all the milk products, ghee, that they could possibly want, rather than having to invest in purchasing store-bought milk, which is investing in the slaughterhouse industry, because all the cows that provide milk, what to speak of their calves and the bulls, all end up in the slaughterhouse. So it started off, I was a facilitator, I didn't really speak very much, but first Radhanath Swami Maharaj gave an introduction and his own experiences for the first 6 or 8 years of his Krishna consciousness. He was a cowherd boy. He was living in New Vrindavan and taking care of the cows. And his own personal experience with that, as well as Srila Prabhupada's relationship with the cows of New Vrindavan, who he personally named, he knew, and how Srila Prabhupada loved the milk that was provided by our own cows. And that was followed by Tukaram Prabhu's presentation, which, if you've seen his North American Temple President, GBC Temple President presentation, the link I put up earlier on this website, that was, he presented an abbreviated version of that, more or less just citing Srila Prabhupada's stance, how, number one, we're a religion whose fundamental principle is the consumption of milk and milk products, offering those devotion to Krishna. How Srila Prabhupada also saw that animal slaughter is the cause of all misfortune in the world. Animal slaughter, more specifically the slaughter of cows, wars, economic problems, other types of sinful reaction, and as Prabhupada said in one quote, the downfall of modern civilization will be due to the slaughter of cows. And then, of course, what was Srila Prabhupada's alternate, what was his vision? Although when we first came to Krishna consciousness 40 years ago, Srila Prabhupada, who was aware of what was behind the milk that we were drinking, at the same time introduced us to drinking milk and consuming milk products. But then Srila Prabhupada also very quickly gave us an alternative, and that was that we have our own farms, farm communities where we protect cows, and that those cows provide not only for the residents of those farms milk and milk produce, but for all the temples, restaurants, and then all the members of the Krishna consciousness movement. And the glories of these farming communities, which unfortunately, after Prabhupada's disappearance, sort of imploded for different reasons. After presenting Srila Prabhupada's quotes, Devamrita Swami Maharaj spoke and talked about the conclusion of Srila Prabhupada's statements, which I've been more or less explaining as I'm going along. And he also called upon Radhanath Maharaj again, who this time gave a very heartfelt speech about just what actually it means to slaughter an animal. I mean, didn't go into details about that, but how we as Vaishnavas who believe in nonviolence and the protection of cows, how can we tolerate and participate in an industry that causes so much pain and suffering, and how can we just sort of write it off to it being, well, it's not practical, it's more expensive, the cows are benefited by offering their milk to Krishna, and so on. Don't we feel for the suffering of Krishna's cows? So he emphasized this point, and of course Devamrita Maharaj also presented how 40 years ago, as vegetarians, we were really sort of at the cutting edge of preaching. But since then, we've really fallen behind. Now, especially amongst the vegan people who are very aware of what happens to cows, who are very aware of what happens to animals who are tortured and killed in slaughterhouses. When they turn to us and say, you believe in cow protection, where do you get your milk from? And we say, or someone says, that our milk comes from a shop, we buy milk from shops, it becomes a impasse. Number one, we can't really defend ourselves very well. And number two, we lose the support of people who could be one of our most potential devotee customers. These are people who are already vegetarians, who believe in nonviolence, but who want us, as it says, see us walk our talk. And when we don't, then they lose faith. So thereafter, Pragosh Prabhu made a presentation about, as I mentioned, alternates to our own farms, namely using existing farms of non-devotees and making some arrangement with them. Bhakti Chu Maharaj later on made this point that this is just what he was doing in Ujjain, because they had limited space for their own Goshala. They made arrangements with the local villagers, some of the local villagers, that they would pay them 50% more for their milk, provided that the cows were then protected and were not killed later on. So that's also an alternative that's working both in the West as well as in India. And for instance, in the UK, we also have our Ahimsa Milk, run by Sitaram Prabhu, who's not necessarily developing farming communities, but just protected cows, taking care of protected cows and providing milk for those who are sensitive to the karma, the sinful reaction, and so on involved in store-bought milk. And then I just concluded. We took questions and answers, although we didn't have so much time, for dealing with all the questions. We had a lot of questions and a lot of comments, and of course there's argument as to what happened in Srila Prabhupada's time, that Prabhupada didn't tell us to be vegan, and of course we weren't telling anyone to be vegan either. But we wanted to present that there is a reality in terms of ability to preach, our lack of fulfilling the mandate that's given to us by Srila Prabhupada, which is the most important, and also being entangled in something that Srila Prabhupada would say would be the cause of the downfall of modern civilization. That we need to do something about this. We need to discuss this. Ultimately, we need to make some kind of recommendations. And we need to go forward. And of course, the obvious going forward is that we need to encourage farming communities, back them. We need to educate our devotees in this regard, our congregation. They need to recognize that store-bought milk is not cheaper. The price of milk is what it costs from our farms. It's only cheaper because it's being subsidized by the slaughter of those animals and the sale of their meat. That's not cheap. That comes with a very, very high price tag. And for us to just say, oh, I will offer it and be free from the reaction, that won't work. 40 years after Srila Prabhupada gave us the formula for how to become free from that reaction. And we really need to go forward as a society and as yatras and as temples and find alternatives to store-bought milk. So that was the discussion. It was very fruitful, of course, as I mentioned. We'll continue this on at a later date, but there was a lot of sympathy and enthusiasm from the GBC that, yes, we really need to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's mandate on this topic. Hare Krishna.